This is the February 3rd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 168 for property ID 107700000. The property is owned by JJHW LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Wayne Tannenbaum present over the phone as the representative for the appellant. And then I'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand to be sworn in. Dan, would you like to do for the full day or just for this case?
If he's going to be here for the whole day, just swear him in for the whole month.
I hope I'm not here all day, but go ahead.
Well, our day of cases, whatever that takes.
I understand.
Okay, so go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in these hearings will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. And just as a reminder for the record, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here for your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property on its property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption that correctness, you have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he does correct it. So, unless there are questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain the 107700000.
Okay, we did not, just so you're aware, I don't know if you did, but we did not receive for this particular one any assessor evidence. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh. Well, that's kind of rude because, you know, if you look on our page number 2, they literally raised the value of this auto body garage type property on page 2 from $5,448,292 to $6,592,700. That's an incredible percentage, especially in COVID year, but even not COVID year. They raised the value, again, I'll repeat this, from $7,298 a square foot to $8,830 a square foot, but they don't have any evidence to support that increase in value. That's really hard to believe, but that's where we're sitting at. What's more interesting is we do our analysis. We don't look at the necessarily the prior year and try to say, let's get back to that, this and that, because you'll notice that our evidence supports higher than the prior year. We agree, at least with the county, that the value should be higher than the prior year. Our evidence is coming in at conservatively on a cost approach at $5,822,832. So we are about $350,000 or so higher than last year, but obviously quite a bit less than this current value of $6,592,700. So we'll explain our evidence as we move forward, but some information about the property on our page 3. I believe the year built was 2019. The building square feet is 74,659 square feet on 5.37 acres. It is an auto body type, you know, garage facility. That's why these are difficult to formulate a value and why we use the cost approach. We gave a picture and aerial of the subject and also, inside of the garage type area, because again, that's why it's difficult to value these. You can see this is just a large auto body garage, especially with the interior picture we have type facility. And then very straightforward on our page number 7, we've given the repair garage. Let me just, look at something for a second here. We've given the repair garage at 74,690 square feet, I'm sorry, 659 square feet, year built 2019, and we use Marshall and Swift to get for $60 a square foot a repair garage with 4% depreciation because it's a very new garage, and we use the regional multiplier of 1.12, some paving and extra features of 175,000. So our total RCNLD, which is replacement cost new, less depreciation, and adding in the regional multiplier of 12% more, gives us a value for the improvements of $4,991,401. Just so you're aware, I believe that the county has an improvement value of $5,413,100. So on improvements, we are essentially, let's see, what do we have here? $400,000, a little over $400,000 less. And we derived that improvement value by the Marshall and Swift pages, the following pages on page 8 and beyond, to give you the per square foot value, how we derive depreciation, multipliers in the subject area, et cetera. Again, I don't see any evidence on the contrary, which leads me to believe that our improvements are conservative and more correct at rounded $5 million instead of rounded $5.4 million that the county has them on for. Land is a separate issue. We do have land comps to possibly support a lower value. Our land comps are located on page number 12, and this is incorporating our cost approach. The subject is on for $5.04 a square foot. I would say that on page 12 of the four land sales, 3 out of 4 support a value of approximately between $4 and $4.50 a square foot after adjustments. Sale number one seems to be a low value that it sold for, so I wouldn't say it was as comparable. But it seems like there are these commercial land sales in Vancouver, the city of Vancouver, that are supporting at least maybe around 50 cents or a dollar less a square foot. Starting on page 14, we give a full CoStar printout of those commercial land sales. So in conclusion, I understand that we have a value that we've given $5,822,832, but that's based off the cost of having about, just so you're aware, about $400,000 or so less in improvements, and I would say approximately, you know, a dollar or 50 cents lower in land. But obviously it's up to the board to decide into the cost approach. Do they keep the land the same and improvements, or do they lower improvements, keep land the same, or vice versa? So I'll leave that all up to you, but that concludes our presentation.
Okay, you said this is higher than last year?
Yeah.
I said value. Go ahead.
I just looked at this, at what's in the county record. It says it was valued at $6,302,000 last year.
Well, if we made a mistake, I apologize. I'm surprised we would have made that mistake. Okay. Well, I apologize for that. Either way, it did go up in value from that, but that's interesting. Okay, I apologize for that, if that's the case. But are you sure about that? I guess you would have to be. Okay.
Well, I'm looking it up in the GIS system, and that's what it says.
Yeah. Okay, so it went up slightly, but not as much as I said. If that's the case, yes. I didn't work this one up, so I apologize if they put in the wrong prior year number.
Well, I mean, I would guess that the GIS system has the right one. Did this appeal to the state?
Yeah. And, I mean, either way, we're still at a lower value than this year based on cost, and that's where we're at.
Let's see.
The county.
That's not even what's in the GIS system.
For this year?
Yeah, the GIS system said it was $6,302,000, and our report last year says, I guess, $5,448,000.
Oh, so that is correct. So then the prior year is correct. $5,400,000. That makes sense, yeah.
I don't understand why the system doesn't reflect that.
Well, to me, more importantly, I'm not sure why the county doesn't have evidence, but that's irrelevant, I guess.
Okay.
I follow that along very well. I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, I don't have any questions. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 3rd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 171 for property ID 158098000. The property is owned by Procaliber Real Property LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Wayne Tannenbaum on the line as the representative for the appellant. And he has already been sworn in for the day.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about this one.
Yes, you said this was parcel 158098000?
Correct.
Okay, you know, unless I'm mistaken, you might have to check this. Let me say this first, that this is technically a dealership property, and they have all the sections of a dealership, but it is somewhat of a an older retail-looking property in general. The property was built, I believe, in 1970. You have, you know, 1/1/21 is the value date. And on the record, I understand that there's properties, sometimes industrial properties, that were not affected as much for COVID. And I understand counties possibly not reducing those properties. But when it comes to retail for a while, well, obviously when it comes to daycare and other properties, it's much more prevalent as far as what the possible lower value would be as of 1/1/21, that specific date, and how we had no idea what was happening in the future for COVID. So obviously if you're a buyer, you want less risk and you'd want a much higher cap rate as of that date, most likely depending on the property. And yet, unless I'm wrong, unless somebody put this in our records wrong, if you look at the cover picture, again, 1970 built, low ceiling. It's a dealership of certain Honda, Suzuki, motorcycles, et cetera. If you look at our page two, unless I'm seeing things, the prior year value by the county, what they thought the value was before COVID, as of 1/1/20, is $2,998,548. And yet they raised the value to $4,904,600. This whole year, I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a property, even an industrial one, during COVID that went up this dramatic amount. And I haven't the slightest idea why they would do that, especially for this year that we're dealing with. It went from $4,628 a square foot to $7,569 a square foot. Now, again, unless I'm wrong, our information on cost due to this being a dealership property is even higher than they had last year. Again, we agree with them that the value should be higher than last year, even with COVID, even with all these issues, but nowhere near, especially this year, for this $4.9 million it's on for now. I mean, imagine you're a taxpayer, and the year before COVID, your property's valued at $3 million, and then the year 1/1/21, right in the middle of COVID, now it's valued at $4.9. How would you feel? I mean, I'm not sure how they can do this. I hope they realize that the taxpayer pays everybody. I mean, it just seems like the county clerk has become, especially with dealerships and other things, so invested on somehow doing everything they can to raise values, especially on dealerships, on people that actually pay property taxes too. But either way, our value on page two is now $49.97 a square foot, or $3,237,959. On our page three, there's information. The subject is built in 1970. It's 64,796 square feet on a little over 3 acres of land. The following pages will give you where the subject is located in an aerial. And then there's some pictures showing you essentially the basic property that this is. I mean, you know, block building, low ceiling, side view, front view, interior view. There's really not much to this building. You know, it's funny because we, right before our page 11 on page 10, we even show like the little bit of the warehouse or garage area. And our point is that somehow I think we're trying to be conservative, and we've given on page 11 an effective year of 1990. So even though this was built between, actually the property is built between 1970 and one section 1980, and we've still given it 1990 fairly, because I don't see much remodeling or complete remodeling done to this property. Nobody has to be an expert to look at those pictures and know that there's not a tremendous amount done lately on this property. But on our page 11, we have given a breakdown as an effective year in 1990 for the whole property of the showrooms, the service center, the service garage, and then I think there's two different service garages I see there. And we've given a C average on that, which is extremely typical. In fact, I'm not sure if it is C average. It might be less than C average, but I guess we give it the benefit of the doubt. And as you can see to the right, that's the breakdown of the Marshall and Swift values that we provide on the following pages. For example, 106 for showroom. And I won't go into each one, but I'll quickly show you where we got the $106 in a second. Just for now, we've also used Marshall and Swift to arrive at our depreciation based on the type of use and the effective age, effective class, and type. And we've included those pages also that include the depreciation. We also include the regional multiplier. And keep in mind, I think I mentioned this last case, or I didn't actually, is we always use a regional multiplier, meaning sometimes if it's less than one, it helps us. If it's over one, it does not help us at all. It actually increases the overall value on this one by 12%, but that is a very typical multiplier that counties use. And I know we're going to go into that because when it comes to dealerships and other properties, the vast majority of counties that we deal with throughout the nation use a regional multiplier, but tend not to use other multipliers unless it's a certain other type of use. But for now, we've included that regional multiplier. We've included extra features, which is not a lot because this paving is not new paving, and there's not much value in the paving and lighting in this property. So our total value, again, of the RCNLD, replacement cost new lease depreciation, is $2,252,000 rounded on our page 11. Now, the county has the value now this year at $3,431,400. So somehow we are less than $1 million in improvements. And I have a feeling that the county, and I can check this or you can, had the improvements much lower the prior year. How can the improvements change that much from year to year if we're looking at the cost approach on this? It just seems to be quite unfair. But either way, the following pages after our cost approach gives you the Marshall and Swift. Just to go over one aspect, the showroom on our page number 12, again, you go across, the average is $106 to the very right. But we've included depreciation tables, multiplier, et cetera. On our page number 17, we do supply for land sales of commercial properties in Vancouver. Now, when it comes to the land, obviously, we believe that yourselves will know necessarily that area better than we might even know it. So I will just leave it. When it comes to land sales and what we provide, and by the way, we do provide a full CoStar printout of all of our land. I really leave it up to the board to decide how similar our land comps are, how similar the subject is, but and as far as the appraiser's comps, et cetera. Keeping in mind, we are a little over 3 acres, but in general, again, on the cost approach, we have a lower improvement value, we have a lower land value, and I'll leave it up to the board, but that concludes our presentation on this one.
The one element that I noticed, I mean, I looked through the cost base unit pricing that the assessor used, and
yeah,
the one thing that they did add is the sprinkler system, which you have not. Now, yesterday, most of the buildings, if not all of them, had a sprinkler system added to your cost factor, and that's around $3 a square foot, anywhere from two something to almost $4 a foot difference in the pricing.
I 100% agree. In fact, we've been trying to include it lately in our evidence. Hopefully next year all of our packets will have the sprinklers, but I absolutely agree that $3 a square foot on sprinklers should be added, which would add, yes, that would add about $210,000 to the cost of improvements. I agree with that. But is the assessor not there for any of these today?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well, then I would like to go over really quickly you know, I wish I had their information. I should have printed out from last year and what they did differently this year for this incredible increase in value. But I will say that I'm trying to get to their cost approach. If I could just talk about that. I know it's on there. I think A38. Okay, they're page A38. It's also very hard to read, but I'm trying to figure out how they came up with. Well, first of all, they had a little bit newer effective year, but not much. Oh, well, that's part of the problem is that they, I think they gave the showroom at 32,714 square feet. And if we can get our packet back, I believe we're much less than that on the showroom. And if anything, that there isn't really showrooms that large in the world. I mean, that is, I mean, I haven't seen this property in person. Probably somebody in the office has, but that's a huge factor. You can look at what we have for the total of, I'm just trying to pull it up again. Sorry.
The total we have the same number. We have the same number for showroom.
Really? Okay, I'm trying to figure out how we got such a different improvement value. I know that one of the factors is, like you said, let me just see here. That's really interesting that we did that, but let me see here.
What the guy that was representing yesterday mentioned that they break down all these different parts of the building, and actually they're part of what they call the, I think it's a service center, is that what they call it? But they break it down. I don't know if that makes a difference or not, but it is yesterday.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up their, let me just see here, 837. Okay, so I'm trying to look at ours compared to theirs. And let's see here. What do they use for?
Well, they start out with the same 106, but they add on the sprinklers, and then they add on, they have a newer age to it.
They do have a newer age. Also, there's an area, there's the, I'm looking here to see what they did with, oh, they have a retail section, for example, at $88, but, and almost 8,000 square feet, but, that, I don't know what that would be because the showroom is part of the I'm not sure what they're talking about when it comes to retail. So the little, there's about 8,000 square feet that they're about, you know, $30 or $20, $30 higher. You see, what I meant by was they're trying to get everything, you know, unfortunately they're not to explain it, but it's become quite clear that they are trying to do everything they can, especially on dealership, to increase properties dramatically. And not only do they use, you know, oh, let's just do a better effective age, let's just put in this retail section. You know, they use these all these multipliers, and that's really also what gets a little bit tough because they use, like, current multiplier, and they use a cost multiplier, they use local multiplier, they use height multiplier. And the issue is a lot of those factors are important. First of all, we use the regional multiplier. We also use that. But they're kind of not double dipping, but in a sense, when you use a cost and regional and all these together, it increases the value tremendously. But is that really what the market bears? In other words, if there's an industrial property, and this is an argument we have, I get the fact that on like a clear height, like a wall height, that makes a huge difference with, you know, the roll up doors and the perimeter, how the trucks can pull around. But really, clear height differences, slight clear height differences at some point, and perimeter don't make much difference in what somebody pays for a car dealership. That's not what they're looking at when they pay for it. So I think those are the main factors that have increased values that are higher than us, which is they're using too many multipliers, just throwing everyone in there, which is not based in reality in a sense, because a buyer would look at this property, even if they were going to look at it on cost, and not throw in these multipliers unless there was a reason for it, you know, an industrial property, turning radius, roll-up doors. So there's a number of factors, if you really look deep down between our cost approach and theirs, that are different. But I will say in conclusion that we would like to add at least about 210,000 to the sprinklers to our cost, our total cost of improvements.
Okay.
So actually that would revise, just so you know, it would revise our value to, and I'm giving approximate numbers, about 3.5 million. And if I'm correct, the prior year value was 3 million. So we're actually asking for 500,000 more than the prior year value, in a sense.
Okay, got it. Any other?
I don't have any questions.
No, I don't either.
Okay, am I good to close that one?
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 3rd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 173 for property ID 160449000. The property is owned by Hannah VW Real Property LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Wayne Tannenbaum on the line, present as the representative for the appellant. He has already been sworn in for the day.
Hey, go ahead and tell us about this property.
Okay, it's a typical Volkswagen dealership. On the cover picture of the dealership on our first page, and then if you go to page two, the property, the prior year was valued by the county at $2,580,363, but for the current year, it's at $2,834,400. Our cost analysis on the dealership gives us a value of $2,166,252, or $94.13 per square foot. On page number three, the year built of this is 2002. The building square feet is 23,013 square feet on 2.55 acres of land. A breakdown of land and improvements on page three is given. That's the county's value of land at $972 a square foot, and $76.25 on the improvement. The following pages is a map of where the subject is located and an aerial. And there is a few pictures of the subject property. I think there's about three pictures, one interior, two exterior, a very typical 2002 year built Volkswagen. If you go to page nine, that's the breakdown again. If we did not include sprinklers, again, we absolutely should. $3 a square foot, this is not a large property, would add, you know, less than, I believe, $70,000 to the total, but we will add that in our analysis. A couple of things to go over is on page number nine, the different areas are separated. We have, of course, the showroom area, the service garage and the service center. And the yearbook 2002, we give a Class C average, which is very typical for especially this Volkswagen 2002 building. And the depreciation, now I'm not sure in detail of if the board would like to know how we arrived at our depreciation. And I'm not sure if yesterday somebody went over that in detail, but just so you know, on page 13, our depreciation takes into account, there's two different columns, and if you go back to where we have year built and effective year, and what you do is you match up those two, the left side of the table and the very top, and you go across and meet there, that should be the number of depreciation we have for all of the properties we're doing today. And if needed, I can go over that. But obviously there's different depreciations, even though they're built the same year, even though each section might even have the same effective year, it has different depreciation because of the way Marshall and Swift looks at properties. Because, for example, the service garage has a 35-year life, whereas the showroom and the service center have 40-year life, so there would be less depreciation, as is given here, for those sections. So we take the, you know, as we talked about, the showroom, for example, 106, 30% depreciation. We take each section with depreciation, add the regional multiplier of 1.12, or times it times that. And we gave some, you know, there's some extra features needed, but just so the board's also aware, when we talk about extra features, paving is the main extra feature that is included in extra features, and paving for Marshall and Swift only lasts about 10 to 15 years. So that is usually depreciated, you know, 60 to 80% after about 8 years or 10 years. So unless it's new paving, there's not going to be a tremendous amount of value there. We did give $110,000 to that. And we have a total, and I'm going to add, let's say, approximately $70,000 for sprinklers to get a value rounded, and we can do the exact number, but $1,400,000 for our improvement. I think the county is on at $1,754,700. So, you see, we're closer in a sense on this one, in the sense that I think we're at least approximately $300,000 or so less on improvements, but at least we're in the ballpark of what the county has. So we've broken everything down. And, again, we also have, on a separate part of the cost approach, we also have land sales on our page number 15. And those are also given on page 16 and beyond, where the subject is located and where the comps are located. And I would like to say, I don't know if you want me to go into this in more detail, but I'm not sure if yesterday, and I've explained this in the years past, as to why we, 95% of our properties, we use market and income as the main basis. But when it comes to dealerships, there's a reason why we use cost. And I'm not sure, I need to maybe briefly go over that, but I will do it very briefly. And it's important, though, because, and I think through the years, the counties realized that also, and that's why they use mainly cost. But income, there's really no income. These are all owner-occupied. It's hard to find. They're very unique. When it comes to market sales, number one, they're very unique. So it's hard to even value one, unless you get like a full appraisal trying to compare each section and break down the market value of one versus the other on a sale. And even more than that, most sales include other factors, you know, franchise fees, licensing, et cetera, inventory. And I can go on. Millions of dollars in a sale is not real property most of the time, not all the time. So that's why it's so hard to value dealerships on anything but cost. But either way, we have the cost breakdown. We're about $300,000 less on improvements, and we do have land comps towards the lower value. But overall, that concludes our presentation on this property.
Okay.
Okay.
I noticed that someplace I saw in here that you footnoted that you're using Marshall and Swift as of a certain date in 20. Is it possible there, because they mentioned this once before when we had these, when we were attending your hearings in prior years, that they, there was a more current version of Marshall and Swift available. I don't know when you did these.
Well, we have, the good news is, I think, I know what they're talking about, that might have been the case in the past, but if you look at, for example, on this one, if you look at page 10 at the top right, February 2020 is Marshall and Swift. So the only newer version, I believe, would be at least a year later, and that would be after the value date. So this is within the value date, I believe, the newest one, February 2020.
Okay. Another thing, I noticed that in one place, in Service Garage, they started out with a value of $60 a square foot. The showroom was you're the same as yours, but the service area they had is $60, and I think your service center you have a $79.50. I mean, they end up at close to $79 on that Boston detail area. I'm sorry, they end up at $64, but they start with $60. And why wouldn't they be the same? CPI average for both of them.
Let me see what they do. Let me pull up their. It's a good question. Okay, let me see what page they have there. But like I said, they seem to include literally everything that's even possible for Marshall and Swift. And Marshall and Swift does not say, you need to include all these multipliers. You need to do this. This is a thing. It doesn't say all that. It uses that so you can use them depending on the property. And most counties understand that. And Clark County has just taken it as like, you know, use it for every property, I suppose. But I'm trying to find, oh, here we go. Okay, so they start at 60. They do include the sprinklers. So the sprinklers would be included that. And, oh, because they're, again, they're using, see, this is a story height multiplier of 1.23. That adds 23% value. And, you know, this is, it's a big issue because we are talking about what a buyer and seller would pay for a property. And to use all those three multipliers on a dealership does not correlate to market value. And that's what, and that's why most counties don't use it on dealerships. And I think I went over that on the last case, but they'll always be higher.
Well, I'm concerned about, you know, they got service garage in here is starting at $60 a square foot. And you've got your service center on yours at $79.50, which I can find in your chart, but they don't give me that chart, so I don't know where that comes from. Why they would have a different starting point of $60 a square foot and you got it at $79.50.
Well, the thing is, they're just, I don't know, they're just not including the service center. I think they're maybe looking at it as service garage area, but
they combine some things that the county doesn't combine. I mean, we ran into this yesterday, and our people at the county that do these have always added on every possible addition that there is possible. We've gone through this in previous years. As you were mentioning, Wayne, about, you know, every extra that could be added for whether it's sprinklers or ceiling height or whatever it might be, they tend to add on every single add-on that they can think of.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But if you look at your chart, your page 10, a C average for automotive service center, C average starts out at $79.50 a square foot, which is what you used in your schedule. But if I go to theirs, theirs starts out, their service garage and service, well, anything related to that, starts out at $60 a square foot. And that doesn't even appear in the schedule at all. In service center, $60 a square foot is not there.
Well, that's because they didn't include the service center. And I'll be honest with you, if they included the service center, because there is a service center in there, I have a feeling their value would be even higher. I mean, that's all I can say about that. But.
All right. Okay.
Ready to move on to the next one?
All right.
Yep.
Okay, am I good to close that?
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 3rd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 217 for property ID 162958000. The property is owned by JJHW LLC. This is in tandem with a second property, which I will read in now. This is a continuation of the February 3rd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 174 for property ID 160516000. The property is owned by JJHW LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. No one is present for the assessor's office, but we do have Wayne Tannenbaum present over the phone as the representative for the appellant. He has already been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this one.
All right. Well, we actually have this one. I'm trying not to be too confusing, but we have this as an economic unit property with another parcel. It's just a land parcel. It's part of this dealership. And we can try to look at this separately, but we have it together. I'm just trying to see that. Because it's the parking area. When we get to our aerial, you'll see that they wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't have enough parking if they separated these parcels or sold one for the other. But just in general, it's another dealership here where this property, and we'll show you some pictures, is built in 1971, and it has not been tremendously upgraded through the years. A lot of these properties we have here today, that should be taken into account. You know, when it comes to dealerships, and maybe it's not the case in this area, but, you know, they've got to keep up, whether it's the franchise or not, and it doesn't seem like that's mandated here to be extensively remodeled, but they have to keep up with competition, and that matters in dealerships. So that should be taken into account. Possibly even COVID effects should be taken into account, but yet we have another dealership on our page two, this one, where the value increased tremendously percentage-wise from the prior year. The prior year value, I believe, and I'll just give you a per square foot value, but you can see it on our page too, $100.71, and now the current value is $116.31. Our value is $90.29. And unless I'm wrong, I believe even just a couple years ago that the county valued this at $71.73 a square foot. But the point being that it's just such an excessive amount to keep raising these type of buildings, especially because most of the dealerships we have here are older, or the fact is that they're given the way that they lay out, the assessor, the way they lay out their evidence is also very confusing because they do, they actually include the depreciation. Well, I guess we do also. So yes, including their depreciation, but they include everything and then come up with a number to the right-hand side, which I'll get into. And on this one, it's kind of even more interesting. But the point being that if you go to our page three, and the property is 48,330 square feet and 3.71 acres. And again, the land and improvements are broken down on our page three. That's the county values, 1118 a square foot on land and 7895 just for the improvement. You go through the pages, we have where the subject is located, and then we have aerial. The first aerial we have will show you that the two parcels that we have, the parcel ending in 6,000 is the one we're talking about now, but it has to be an economic unit with the parcel ending in 8,000 because dealerships need some land to, for all their cars, and you can see that they do have all their cars there parked there. So that's an economic unit, and not only that, that access to the front of the main street, which is very narrow, actually, is with that front parcel ending in 8,000. But the main point about this property is if you look through the pictures, you'll notice both the interior and especially even the exterior, those are more the service areas that we give here. Those are older areas. Now, we've actually, for some reason, given an effective age of the entire property of 2000. But I don't believe that the service garage areas deserve effective age of 2000. But either way, I think we're just trying to give the benefit of the doubt. So when we come to our page 11, you know, we have here broken down again all the areas. I just want to give you the total value. The county's value on improvements is $3,815,800. Now, I believe that, and we can check this, that that's a good increase on the improvements in the prior year. Our improvement value is $3,089,314. So I think we're closer to the improvement value that the county even had the prior year. But either way, we're about $800,000 lower on improvements based on what I consider to be a very conservative C average class. Those service garage areas could be S average, which is worse. If you look at the pictures, I think it's very conservative and more than fair to you that we've used that. We could have used even lower, and we include the regional multiplier. But when you start using, the whole point is that, and we do need to add again about $3 a square foot for sprinklers, which would be about another $150,000. So I would say we're at about $3,250,000 on improvements. And the way that the county gets to almost $3,800,000 or $3,900,000 is by, you know, basically adding a lot of their, I think we went over this, maybe some of their areas are incorrect, but more than that, they're using four multipliers. And I think they're using like perimeter, height, cost, regional. And again, that doesn't equate to the reality of if you add those multipliers, because what happens is it makes it a much higher value. You know, if you have a multiplier of 1.25 on height, that's 25% more value just in that multiplier. And again, it does not equate to what the dealerships sell for to use all those multipliers. And on the record, again, I try to think of out of the hundreds of counties we deal with, and we have over 600 dealerships now at least in the nation, I don't recall one that uses four multipliers. Most use one, maybe two sometimes, but four is just so unfair, honestly, we leave to the taxpayer. So on this one, we also have land sales, again, that support a lower value, but I'm going to leave the land sales comparison of ours and the counties up to the board, and again, on a cost basis, this does support a lower value.
All right, I'm a bit confused here.
Okay.
Your sheet for 160518 16000 shows a total value from the assessor's determination of $3,898,373, which I don't know where that came from, because the GIS system says it's $4,652,150.
Yes, if you look at our page number 4, to the left, we do give the total value of $4,652,150. Then we break down the land and improvements of that.
Say that again.
If you look at our page 4, it says total value for parcel ending 6,000, $4,652,150. And then we break down the land value and improvements of the county. And then we combine it there.
So you're coming in higher than the original $4,363,794?
Yes.
Wait, I'm confused. No, I'm saying on page 4 is the county's values we were just giving.
That's what I was saying. Okay, that's the county's values. Okay.
Yeah, okay, your front page of your appeal is in error.
Well, we have on our page 2, we have a total value for both parcels. We're coming in at $4,363,794. And that, yeah. So the $5,621 is for both parcels, yeah.
Okay.
Again, if we use your numbers, we have to add sprinklers in.
You have to have what?
You have to add sprinklers in.
Oh, yeah, right, right. Well, she says 150,000. Which gives a total of 4,513,794, according to my calculations.
How much? 4 million what?
4,513,794. And it raises the improvements.
You just added the sprinklers, is that all?
Yeah, $3 a square foot.
It raises the improvements to $3,239,314.
Okay.
Okay. So, are we done with this one?
I have no more questions.
Well,
nor do I.
I don't have any more or none.
Okay, am I good to close that one?
Yeah, close it.
Okay. This is a continuation of the February 3rd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves case number 179 for property ID 160552000. The property is owned by Hannah Jeep Chrysler Real Property LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Wayne Tannenbaum present over the phone as the representative for the appellant, and he has already been sworn in for the day.
Hey, go ahead and tell us about this one.
Oh, boy. All right, well, if you look at the cover, this is a Chrysler dealership. It's a very basic Chrysler dealership, and again, we have to ask ourselves, we're not even just talking about 1/1/21 COVID year, but this was built in 1993, and how does the county, if you go to page 2, unless I'm wrong, say, well, we looked at our cost and approaches, and in the prior year, we determined the value to be $4,745,165, or $89.29 square foot, but during the COVID year, and this was built in 1993, we're going to make the value $6,625,500. Or $124.67 per square foot. I have not seen this in any county. I do hearings every week. I haven't seen anything like this year. And it's hard to understand what the purpose and what the county's doing to come up to what they think is. But again, what they think and the way that they're doing things and taking everything possible and every multiplier possible is just making the market value over what it really is for just the land and improvement. We have a value on our cost approach total of $4,050,104 or $76.21 a square foot. Again, on our page 3, this property is built in 1993. It's a very typical Chrysler dealership. So here's what the county wants you to believe, that a 1993 property, and you know what, I can look at the effective date, I'm sure it would be newer, but I don't think it would be much newer. Considering this dealership and what's been done to it. But we did give some effective years from the 1993 and then the showroom 2005 and service center 2000. I think we were more just agreeing probably with what the county had, but to make it easy. My point is that even these original 1993 improvements, even if they're effective years up to 2005, they want you to believe that a buyer of this dealership would pay just for the improvements alone, $4,284,100. The building total square feet is 53,144. But a building like this that's a dealership, if you're a buyer of a dealership, most likely that means you're turning it into your dealership, which most likely means that you'd have to put more money into the building to change it to your specifications. But what they're saying here is this somewhat older dealership, and it's a basic Chrysler dealership, just for the improvements, they think a buyer is going to pay $4.2 million for. This is why, in reality, when you look at the market value, when dealerships are bought and sold, that's the other problem. The problem and why most counties don't use many multipliers for dealerships is because what they realize and what they know is that when dealerships buy or sell, a lot of those, and we went over this, millions of dollars is included in other factors besides the real property, the land and improvement. So the actual land and improvement part of a sale is probably lower than what most people think. But somehow this county wants you to pay over what is market for buildings, and they've done it by, again, using all the factors possible. I also think maybe there's some factors on this one. Maybe they use I'm not sure if they use the same exact price per square foot to start, but they obviously end up much higher. The land is $9.72 a square foot. Now, they must have, and I can go back and look, and we can look, but how they increase this property by $2 million, I still can't understand how that's possible. But either way, our information on the cost, and if you go through a few pictures we have and a few aerials of this, and you can see that it's just, it couldn't be more of a basic dealership. There's nothing special about this dealership. Nothing that I see somebody's going to pay over $4 million for, I can tell you that, just for the building.
Does this property need sprinklers added?
Yes, absolutely. And when we go to our page, every property does, and we apologize for that, but when we go to our page, let's see what we have here. Page number 9. So we would add about $160,000.
Okay.
So I think our improvements would have an approximate, I mean, unless you want to give the exact number, would be about $2,500,000 now. You see, the county has it at about $4,200,000. And again, if we look at the increase, we're probably closer to their own improvement value the prior year. But again, we're tremendously lower. I mean, we're like $1.7 million even after sprinklers lower on improvements. But anyway, we just, on page number 9, I won't go over everything. We give a breakdown of all areas again. We give the marginal slip pages. We have lane comps on page 15, which I'll let you look at. But in conclusion, hopefully the board will take the actual value of this building and these type of properties into account, and not just every factor that can possibly be given to buildings that don't deserve it to be much higher. So that's all we have.
You said you thought you're about $1.7 million lower than the county, because I'm looking at it and it looks more like $2,400,000 less, even with the spring.
Yes, I meant just on the improvements.
Okay.
I mean, can I say on the record too that I don't know what the purpose of. And by the way, I just like the board to also kind of take into account, how do you think that these dealerships feel? Do you think they feel welcomed in the county? I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
Now you're asking us to be subjective about that.
I think they're used to it. That's why they hire you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, am I good?
This is the last one.
Am I good to close that one?
Close that one. This is a
continuation of the February 3rd, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 182 for property ID 162-916-000. The property is owned by Hannah Mitsubishi Real Property, LLC. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Wayne Tannenbaum as a representative for the appellant present over the phone. They have already been sworn in for the day.
Okay, tell us about Mitsubishi.
All right. Oh, is this the Kia? No.
Mitsubishi.
Okay, is the parcel ending in 6,000?
Yes.
Okay, and the total value of the county is $3,038,150, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I think they missed trying to, dramatically increase this property. I don't know how they missed that. But because it's very interesting, this property, out of all the dealerships, we come to one where a few things are different than prior dealerships. Number one, the value has only increased, increased from about $2,764,530 to $3,038,150. Compared to some of the dealerships we've had today, that's a minor increase. Additionally, we're much closer overall in our value to the county's value. We have a value total of $2,375,876. And I say closer, I'm saying percentage-wise, than some of the other properties we've had. And what becomes interesting is that on page 3, this property was built in 1998. It's 20,632 square feet. It's interesting that the improvement value by the county on this one is $1,852,600. And we have an improvement value on our page 8, I hate to skip ahead like that, of $1,466,603. If you add another $50,000 at least for sprinklers, you're talking about close to a value of $1,530,000 or so. That is only about $300,000 less than the county's improvement value. So on this one, we are much closer to the value that the county has. But we're still 300,000 less on our page 8 on improvements. Again, we don't need to go over everything. We've given Marshall some pages. We have land comps that I'll let the board decide what they feel about the land on the cost approach. But like I said, it is interesting on this one, that it wasn't raised tremendously. And I don't think it's a coincidence that we're much closer on this one in our value, still lower, than we are in some of the other dealerships. So either way, I think that concludes the presentation on this one. And, I think that's all we have.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. Am I good to close
here.
It?
Okay.